What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. This is a historical day in history and on my podcast. It's my 43rd birthday today, April 9th, 2022. My 43rd birthday. I was born April 9th, 1979. So we're going to get into historical events on April 9th, and I'm going to go over a few topics. I'm not going to stay on the topics too long because we're going to get into these historical events on April 9th because me being born is one of those historical events that happened on April 9th. First things first, let me pull up some NBA scores from last night, and we just got an order come in, so we're going to go ahead and reply to our Promo Palace order while I'm on the podcast, because you know me, I'm all work and no play, strictly business. And you know, then we're gonna get into scores. So please reply with order link, and bam, just that quick, we're done with that. All right, let's get into last night's scores, which was April 8th. So you had Milwaukee beat Detroit, which they should have. They waxed them. Knicks beat Washington. Obi Toppin had a career high. Brooklyn beat Cleveland, which is big because they got to play Cleveland in a play-in tournament probably. Houston lost to Toronto by 2 points. Houston is – they're a young team losing a lot of games, but there's a lot of games that they're playing super, super hard. Atlanta got beat by Miami. Philly, my Charlotte Hornets beat Chicago, who's just starting to come back down to earth now. Dallas crushed Portland. Utah lost to Phoenix. And Lakers actually won a game and beat OKC, who I think beat him 2 or 3 times already this year, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Yeah, they got beat like 2 or 3 times this year. Let me go over to Paul's power picks real quick. I mean, the standings are pretty much set, you know, who's who. Definitely number one. I got Chris Paul back. I got number one, the Phoenix Suns. At number two, I'm going with the Milwaukee Bucks. Number three, I'm going with the Miami Heat. Number four, I'm going with the Memphis Grizzlies, and number five, I'm going with the Boston Celtics. So that's probably going to be my top five for the remainder of these last few games of the season. Historical, that's on April 9th. And we're going to get to those in a second. First, I'm going to get in a few topics, but before I do that, I'm going to share a couple commercials here. I'm going to share a couple commercials. Basically, let me upload them real quick. And I should actually have them uploaded already. And actually, we're going to go ahead and just play one commercial for now and then get in a. Check out DizzleBrand.com. You know how we do.
That Dizzle ain't no joke. Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be Dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 'Cause it'll be sold out in your stores. That Dizzle.
Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Order the bottles online. Go to our locations on DizzleBrand.com. Top three links are online order links. Also, you can buy the t-shirts, the hats, and the hoodies. DizzleBrand.com. Mix your agave tequila, cognac, orange liquor, mango mix. You know how we do. Let me get a couple of these topics. Lakers are moving on from Frank Vogel. The rumors of the two coaches that they're going after are not even available, which is crazy. They had Doc Rivers and Quinn Snyder. I think it's more likely to be like Mark Jackson or I can't think of old boy's name that's there right now. But the assistant, I think the assistant coach should take over. The one that used to be Fizdale. Fizdale should take over as far as I'm concerned. Let Fizdale take over. Him and LeBron are very familiar with each other. Fizdale is a good coach. He gets the most out of all his players wherever he goes, it seems like. Memphis moved on from him, but Memphis got rid of all his good players and like he was supposed to win. First thing first, I don't blame Frank Vogel for putting his team together. Like this team is why they lost. Injuries and just chemistry, man. LeBron and Russell couldn't seem to figure it out. AD stayed hurt. LeBron missed some games. Injuries and chemistry, man. It has nothing to do with Frank Vogel, but they always want to blame the coach and make the coach the scapegoat. Every time something goes wrong, you know. And maybe they do need a new fresh voice in there. Who knows? All right, next topic, and I'm not going to stay on this one too long. Something I noticed recently, no predominantly running quarterback has ever won a Super Bowl. The closest one was Cam Newton, and you see what happened to him when Von Miller just crushed his whole world, you know, with that sack. Until a predominantly running quarterback wins the Super Bowl, there's no proof that a predominantly running quarterback can win a Super Bowl. Like, you got to be – like, that's the thing. When you're down, you know, 7-14 points in a Super Bowl or a playoff game and you're trying to come back, you're not going to do it with a predominantly running quarterback. That's the problem. You're going to have to throw the ball and get the ball down the field as quick as possible. And when you just got a predominantly running quarterback, they just can't do that. Cam Newton has never been a great passing quarterback. Lamar Jackson. I mean, even look at Taysom Hill. I mean, he's a predominantly running quarterback. These guys, they're not great red zone threats. They can't push the ball down the field. You know, they're never usually as good passers as runners. The only one that was probably as good as a passer, as a runner almost, was like Randall Cunningham's and Michael Vick, maybe Dante Culpepper. And Michael Vick was the predominantly running quarterback at first. And, yeah, he had some success. But I don't know that he was as bad as a passer as like a Lamar Jackson or a Cam Newton. You know, I don't know that anybody can win with a predominantly running quarterback. Like, all these quarterbacks that in the NFL that are coming out and winning young, you know, they could pass like crazy. Joe Burrows, Josh Allen, Justin Herberts, Patrick Mahomes is of the world. Matthew Stafford. I mean, the Rams won won the Super Bowl because they had a passing quarterback. Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is one of the better running quarterbacks, especially of like white quarterbacks. You know, he could definitely use his feet, and Steve Young was, but Steve Young was a great pass. Steve Young was probably the closest of could run good and pass good, but his passing was just a little bit superior over the running. I don't know that you could be a more superior of a running than a passer. You got to be a little better passing than running, you know, because Steve Young is the closest, and Steve Young was not a predominantly running quarterback. When I mean predominantly running quarterback, I mean like they create plays just for you to run. You know, like Cam Newton did, like Michael Vick and him did, you know. Those are like Lamar Jackson. They just design runs just for them. Steve Young was more of a just, they didn't really design runs for him. He just, when things wasn't there, then he would run. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Those aren't predominantly running quarterbacks. Predominantly running quarterbacks are quarterbacks where the plays are designed for the quarterback to just grab the ball and run. Not like Steve Young and Aaron Rodgers and other guys when nothing's there, they just use their feet. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the same way. He's throwing first, and then he's using his feet. You know, so I don't know that anybody can win with a predominantly running quarterback. I don't know that they can. And until it happens, there's no proof of that. All right, T.I. snatches mic from female comedian for making jokes about allegations. Shannon Sharp made a great point, and I agree with him. If you're sensitive, stay your ass home. Don't go to a comedy show. Don't go anywhere where comedians are speaking. And yes, this people are already saying, look at the floodgates that Will Smith opened up. And I do believe, like, when one person's I mean, look what Will Smith did. He did it at the Oscars, of all places. And I feel bad for Will right now because his wife's throwing him under the bus. He's kept all his dirt under wraps. And her dirt is out there. We could put a name and a face to who she cheated with since she's been with Will Smith. We can't put a name and a face to anybody that Will Smith has cheated with. He's kept his dirt under the wraps. And then she's just embarrassed him, throwing him under the bus. But this idea that you could just start attacking comedians now. T.I. has got to be the biggest hypocrite on the planet right now. The biggest hypocrite. You know how much fucked up shit rappers say. And I don't see him going at all these rappers that saying shit about him or any rapper that's ever said something about him. I don't see him going at them as snatching a mic out their hands, you know. He only did it because he know he can, because he know she wouldn't do nothing. Like, he did because he can intimidate. It's just an intimidation thing. You know, I lost a little respect for T.I. for this. Like, if you don't like what comedians have to say, then don't go to a comedy show whatsoever. Stay your little sensitive ass home. And I don't think T.I. would be this freaking sensitive, but I guess he is. You know? And, yeah, so this is not a good precedent to start. Comedians are part of the entertainment world, and let's not act like rappers don't say the most egregious shit on the earth. They say the most fucked up and egregious shit on fucking planet Earth. Don't be a fucking hypocrite, T.I. I mean, T.I. snatching mics from comedians. This is what I think about his little hypocritical ass. You said way more gracious shit about people in your fucking lifetime, you fucking hypocrite. Man, fuck T.I. and his fucking music. He's a fucking hypocrite, man. I'm on comedian sides with this shit. I'm not a comedian, but I'm on a side. Comedy has always been comedy, man. And if everybody's laughing in the fucking room, then everything's open for fucking joking. Everything's open. And don't go to a comedy show if you don't want to be roasted, you want to be joked. There's no way T.I. could do a roast. The roast of T.I., he's too sensitive. He's a little too sensitive. He wouldn't be able to do it. You know, he's not man enough to sit in a roast and just realize it's all for show, all for fun. It's all for marketing schemes. I mean, shit, Trump did the fucking roast. You know, and T.I. is going to act sensitive about a comedian? Stop it. Stop it. All right, before we get into these historical events, we're going to go into another commercial.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion,
That's right.
Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
I'm the owner of Promo Palace LLC, and I'm the guy that you can trust. You know, I've been promoting thousands of artists for over a day. I've been doing this since the MySpace days, started out with targeted Twitter followers, and it evolved into other things. And now we're pretty much 100% organic. And we do everything, playlist pitching, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, blog placements. If you want radio, we can do radio. We do SEO, press releases, social media advertising, whatever it is that, you know, involves online advertising and promotions, and it can be done with music, we do it. We do it. As you see below, get marketing promotions at promopalace.biz. All right, let me get into some of these historical events. We'll pull up some of these historical events, and while we're doing that, we're going to load in one of these commercials and get it ready. Historical events. All right, we'll get into some of the events. 2005, April 9th, Prince Charles marries Camilla Parker Bowles. Who cares? There's nothing historical about that. 1967, the first Boeing 737 takes off on its maiden flight. This is the best-selling airplane in history. It's a short to medium-range plane. So, yeah, April 9th was the first time that a Boeing 37 took off on a regular flight. The Bolivian National Revolution overthrows Hugo Bala Bolivian's government. The national movement infiltrated radical reforms, included universal suffrage. So, yeah, that happened. Germany invades Denmark and Norway on April 9th, 1940. Historical day. Big historical day. So that's when the Nazis just decided that we're just going to take over the world, man. This is a big one. This next one is a real big one. The first recording of human voice is created. That's big. April 9th, 1860. Why is that big? Well, for me, it has a lot of significance because I'm a musician. I'm a rapper. I'm a hip-hop artist. And, you know, the fact that the first recording of a human voice was on my birthday date, my birthday day, you know, April 9th. That's big to me, man, because I promote music for a living. I'm a musician myself. I have a good catalog, Paul Masson. You can check me out. That's MA$ON. And yeah. So there's a few historical things. Prince Charles, I don't really care about that. The first Boeing 737 takes off in a maiden flight. Big deal. The Bolivian National Revolution overthrows Hugo. Bolivia's government, Germany invades Denmark and Norway in the first recording of a human voice. Big, big deals and events. All right, here's some real bigger things. And this is why I wanted to get into historical events on April 9th, because one of these events is something I already knew. And it's the second one on this list, but we're going to save that for last. So 2003, April 9th, Iraqi pulls down the statue of Saddam Hussein. I guess you could say that's a historical event. That's a real historical event, man. I mean, the Iraqi war in Afghanistan, the war in the Middle East has lasted so long, probably half of my lifetime. Saddam Hussein was the big, him and Osama bin Laden were the real big faces of that historical event, you know. 1942, Philippines surrenders to Japan. Big day, big historical day. Well, for one reason historical to me is my brother-in-law is Philippines. My sister's husband is Philippines. Love him to death. Great guy. Couldn't ask for my sisters. My sisters, if they did anything right, it was picking their husbands. you know, they've done great job in picking husbands. I couldn't ask for better brother-in-laws. I couldn't ask for them to have better husbands. I couldn't ask for a better father to my niece and nephews. And hopefully soon my younger sister and her Philippine husband, Raymond, will have a kid soon, and I could be Uncle Paul to that kid as well. So big day, April 9th, 1942, Philippines surrenders to Japan. And I always wonder why Japan raided Pearl Harbor. And Japan was basically just, they were trying to conquer the world like anybody else, like Germany and like Rome. And that's something my homeboy was telling me. You know, I was sitting there like, this little island is so ambitious. They got so much ambition to try to take over China and Russia and all these places. And then he was like, well, look how big Rome is. Rome is not even as big as an island. Rome is one city in a country. It's just one city in a country. So one city in a country damn near conquered most of the world, or most of the known world at that time. 1959, America's first astronauts. April 9th, 1959, America's first astronauts. Big day. Big historical date. Big historical day, man. Big historical day. This next one, I don't know really if it, I wouldn't say it's historical, but 2001, Trans World Airlines, TWA files Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Who cares? Nothing historical about that. But this last little one is really one of the most historical events on April 9th. And Robert E. Lee surrenders at April 9th. The Civil War ends on April 9th, 1865. That's a big day, man. That's not only a big day in American history. That could be one of the biggest days in world history. It could be one of the biggest days in world history. And me and my friend, Mr. Jones, who's been on this podcast, you know, we had a discussion the other day. And, you know, as a black man, he said that, and a black man in America, that there is no other country on the planet that he would rather live in than America. If he had a second choice, he said he would move back to Germany, because he lived in Germany when his dad was stationed in the military. And, you know, we both agreed that America was necessary for the world. Yes, America made a lot of mistakes on the way, the biggest one being slavery. That's the biggest one. And probably not giving them some kind of reparations afterwards was probably the second biggest. But I also did throw out there the fact that the Hebrews never probably got reparations. Like, nobody ever in the history of the world until, like, you know, American slavery and World War II with the Jews, has anybody got any kind of reparations for any form of slavery. Like, back then, they just, if they freed the slaves, that was technically their reparations, their freedom. And slavery, that's the thing. Slavery has been going on since mankind has been at a certain population point. And every race, and I repeat, every race on this planet has enslaved people. Europeans, Africans, Asians, Arabs, Russians, whatever. I mean, every Genghis Khan, the Mongolians, they say one out of every 200 people on this planet has a DNA trace back to Genghis Khan. Now, a friend of mine and a client who might be coming on later today said it was Moses. But that, to me, there's no proof that Moses existed. There's no facts and proof that Moses existed. We know the Bible is made up of a lot of stories to just explain how you should morally live your life. They're not all supposed to be taken literally. like Virgin Births, Partner Red Seas. God created Adam and Eve, and they didn't start out as babies. There's things that just you got to look past and just go for the morals of it, because it's not really all facts and truth. There's no proof that Moses ever lived. There's proof that Genghis Khan lived, and Genghis Khan, and most people still call him Genghis. It's Genghis. Genghis Khan conquered more land than anybody. And he was boning all these women that he conquered and enslaved. You know, slavery still exists today. Now they got, most people are enslaved for sex trafficking reasons. They're enslaved by sexual predators. You know, and there is probably some slavery going on with, like, labor-wise, you know. But, yeah, April 9th, the Civil War ended. Big historical day for America. Probably one of the biggest historical world events ever. It definitely, like, and whatever Lincoln had to do, I know history tells us that Lincoln did break some rules, and he did some things that could have got him impeached, probably locked up. But whatever had to be done, had to be done. It's like me and my friend were discussing. There's certain criminal elements in history that you couldn't just toe the line and follow the rules and stop them. One of them was Al Capone. Al Capone was a person that they had submachine guns. Cops didn't have submachine guns. You couldn't just follow the rules and tote the lines to take out Al Capone. Same thing with cats like Hitler, Pablo Escobar. You know, these cats had to have been taken out by any means necessary, in any means possible. This idea of rules of engagement in war, there is no rules of engagement in war. There's kill or be killed, there's conquer to be conquered, and that's it. There is no rules of engagement in war. And anybody who applies rules to war is a complete idiot and a moron, because your enemy isn't always playing by the same rules. That's why we had trouble in Vietnam. That's why we couldn't win no wars in Afghanistan. Because our soldiers aren't willing to fly planes into ships like suicide bombers and fly planes into buildings like suicide bombers. Our soldiers aren't willing to strap on bombs and blow themselves up to kill other people. They're not that dedicated. These other countries, they have a different dedication. They're fighting for a hell of a lot more than what we're fighting for. Because half the shit we say we're fighting for is bullshit anyways when we talk about we're always fighting for freedoms. No, we're fighting for power and control most of the time. And yeah, when we got into Vietnam, because France went in there and got, why the hell France went into Vietnam? Who knows? They got their asses spanked. And we had to go help them. Why did we have to go help France? Because France helped us in the Revolutionary War. We're always going to be indebted to France. And France is always going to... That's why we gave France Canada. Because we're always going to feel indebted to France. Because of France being the only country helping us out in the Revolutionary War. And I probably do agree with that. That we probably always should be indebted with France. You know, they came to our rescue. We've always seemed to come to each other's help. World War II, everything. Vietnam, Revolutionary War. France has been probably been our number one ally, you know, all of American history. So, yeah, big historical day, April 9th. Civil War ended. Philippines surrendered to Japan. A lot of World War II stuff. I mean, Germany invades Norway and Denmark. A lot of war stuff. Iraqi pulls down a statue of Saddam April 9th. You know, first voice recording. You know, that was a big one to me, man. The first voice recording, man. Because that really opens up everything for the movie business, the music business. it probably helps in the element of catching criminal. There's so many things that voice recording has helped with, you know, definitely helped with. I mean, how many criminals have been locked up because of voice recordings? It's definitely helped law enforcement. It's definitely helped revolutionize the music business, the movie business. There's none of those businesses without the first voice recording. So for me, that's a big day in you know, history, period. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really see no other events that really happened on April 9th. I don't even know why they got Prince Charles up there at the top. Like, you know. Oh, hold up. Baghdad fell to U.S.-led forces on this day, 2003, several weeks after the start of Iraq war conflict begun. So April 9th, 2003, Baghdad fell to U.S.-led forces. April 9th is also National Winston Churchill Day, who probably is one of the guys you would give way more credit for World War II, because America, we try to take the credit, but without the UK breaking the Enigma machine, man, I don't think we even win World War II. Germany had far superior technology and weaponry at the time. And how did they have it? Who knows, man? Who knows? Were they just smarter? Did they know something that we don't? I always think when people are advanced, so far advanced in technology, that they've discovered or reversed technology, something, you know, reverse engineered something that we might not have discovered, you know. That's like, okay, the guy that broke the Enigma machine invented computers, but they say Al Gore invented the internet. But I still think, like, the computers of nowadays and the internet of nowadays, I almost feel like that technology came from somewhere else. I mean, because as soon as we discover computers and internet, evolution just started. We evolve every day now. Technology, apps, computer apps, we're evolving every single day now. Before computers and stuff like that, we wasn't evolving. Think how long it took us to evolve from when we first discovered fire, then first discovered the first wheel. I mean, these periods of evolution were so spaced out. They were so spaced out, man. I mean, we went from wooden boats to steel big-ass boats that could transport ton containers across the ocean. I mean, the airplanes are super fast. We get further and further out of space. Evolution is just, I mean, before, when we used to fly out of space, you would always have to crash the spaceship into the ocean when it comes back. Now you got cats like Elon Musk are figuring out to just land it right back in the same place that it flew from. Yeah, we're evolving so fast, man. We're evolving so fast. Technology is just moving at light speeds. And we can't keep up. We can't keep up. All right, well, I'm about to get off here. About to get off here, probably drink some Dizzle. Got a little bit left, that's all. After I get something in my belly, of course. Of course, we're going to fire the hole, light up a couple hundred thousand a day. 43rd birthday, historical day. Yeah, man, definitely, definitely. First of all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode 128. Don't forget that the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and much, much more. Just Google the Paul Pickett Podcast and tons of links will pop up. Also, the video version is going to go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram TV, Rumble. Definitely follow on Rumble. They let me monetize my videos from day one. We got an ad running on Rumble right now. Facebook ad running for our Rumble. And I've still got to come up with different ways to market my Rumble, because I don't think Rumble has advertising on Rumble. I don't think I can run Rumble ads. And also, I'll take the video version and I stream it to three of my Twitter accounts, Twitter at Promo Palace LLC, Twitter at Paul P Podcast, and Twitter at Paul W Pickett. And before I get off here, we're going to go into one more commercial and we out. This is your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, AKA Triple P, AKA the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Peace. I'm out.